Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi. We are back again. One of Messiah Congregation. Kahacha ben Mashiach. We come to you from a Jewish-Hebrew point of view. And we're here today. Thank God we could be here on the September 16, 2007. And it's also the God's month, the seventh month of God. Ethanim, number three. It's the third day of Ethanim.
Amen. That's right.
And my wife is here and Sister Anne.
Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
You know, I just thank God we could be here. It's been an exciting week so far. And we had, of course, just a few days ago, it was the Zichron Yom Teruah, the blowing of trumpets. It's the memorial of blowing the trumpet. And, you know, I know a lot of Christians never heard of that, but God has his own feasts in the Bible. And this is the seventh month of God. And like we've been telling everybody, God has his own calendar. So, God has his own calendar, God has his own feasts, and these are things we don't make up, because you could actually look them up right by yourself in your house. You can actually go in your house by yourself and look right in the Bible, and you could actually look up the verses we're giving you. We're not making this up. I mean, we're not the kind of people that would want to make anything up, because God says numerous places in the Bible, you're not supposed to add to the word, and you're not supposed to diminish to the word. If you want to know those verses, you can go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. That's Deuteronomy 4, 2. You can also go to Deuteronomy 12, 32. What it says, what things soever I command you, observe and do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, or nor diminish from it. That's Deuteronomy 12, 32. And you can go to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And I found an interesting one this morning. In Jeremiah, God told him to speak all the words unto the people, and do not diminish not a word of God, what God has instructed him. Of course, Revelations has the same story. You're not supposed to take away from the words of the book of this prophecy. God will take away your name out of the book of life. And not supposed to add to it. God's going to add the plagues unto you. So I want everyone to know what those verses are. That's Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 12:32, Proverbs 36, Jeremiah 26:2, and Revelations 22:18. And these feasts of the Lord, they're feasts of the Lord, not the Jews.
I was going to mention that there's many places where it talks about adding and even rejecting the word, which is in 1 Samuel 15:23. The latter part says, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And this concludes for people as well, when we reject what the word of the Lord says.
But the problem is that most people are taught to reject a whole section of the Bible, therefore negating it. And then they use verses like we heard yesterday. They use Colossians 2:16 to say, don't let anybody judge you on the new moon and the feast and the Sabbath days. Because they don't understand that verse. Right. And they don't understand that God does not contradict himself.
Well, that's totally out of context. You know, the 2:16 of Colossians has been poisoned. Every minister, first of all, they're reading these poisoned Bibles, the NIV and Revised Standard Version. And it's just a horrible thing, because if you read them out of context, or if the verses are missing, you're in some way diminished from the Word of God. And a lot of people, they don't think it's a big thing, but I just read you what God will do to you. He actually said he'll take your name out of the book of life. That's a frightening thing.
And who's the Word of God?
Yeshua, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, so no. Do you want to diminish or take away or add to his word?
Absolutely not.
No, I don't think so.
You know, we are One in Messiah congregation. You can always go to our website. That's One in Messiah, oneinmessiah.net. I'm very saddened by a lot of Gentiles that have joined the Messiah, and all of a sudden they want to act Jewish, and they're running around teaching people Judaism. And that's ridiculous. I mean, they're parading around with tallits. The word tallit is not in the Hebrew Bible. They're wearing kippahs, yarmulkes. That's not in the Hebrew Bible. And they're quoting rabbis, and there's no rabbis in the Tanakh, the Old Testament. We're trying to get people to the Word of God, we don't want you to fall into another pit.
Right, because the Jewish religion of today is not the same as what Jesus did, Yeshua.
Of course.
Just don't be mistaken by that.
Of course not.
Yeah, because the Jews of the Bible is different than the Jewish religion of today.
Right. When Jesus was on the earth, there was no Talmud. There was no Mishnah, Gomorrah. There was no all these opinions. I was reading some of the Talmud this morning. The house of Hillel and the house of Shammai, they don't even agree with each other. It's such a ball of confusion, Judaism. And, you know, this is not the creation of the world right now. And this is not the creation, the first existence of man and all that nonsense
or
with
the
rabbis.
New Year.
Yeah, it's not New Year's. It's the seventh month of God. Look it up. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 2.
See, most people, when you say the Talmud and the Mishnah, they don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, because these are books. You know how the Christians have their books that everybody reads besides the Bible? The Catholics have their catechism that they read besides the Bible. Well, the Jewish religion has the Talmud in all their books that basically do what Angela just said. They're taking away from the Word of God and adding to the Word of God.
2 Peter 1:20 says, knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. And so that just tells you we should be all in one in thought. There shouldn't be all these books for, you know, all these denominations and all, you know, the confusion that happens. I mean, no wonder people are saying New Year, Happy New Year, and it's the seventh month of God.
You know what's weird? Even like one of my neighbors who doesn't even believe in God or doesn't do nothing of the Bible, he said to me, Happy New Year. I said, come on, man, it's not New Year's. This is the seventh month of God. Why are you even... I mean, it's like people think it's a game or something.
He probably thought to please you because he thought you'd understand that. Little did he know, he's just reciting something that was an untruth because the Bible doesn't say anything about it being New Year in the seventh month. But if he would have just thought on 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
I think you guys are both dreamers if you think that the whole world's going to believe this Bible when they got all those books to read. You know, but what we're really talking about is like the first day of the seventh month of God. What they're calling it is Rosh Hashanah, which is New Year's, is what she's talking about, and Angelo.
That's in Judaism and the Messianics.
But it hides the real day, which is the memorial of the blowing of trumpets.
And it hides the name
very important.
It also hides the name of the month.
Amen.
Ethanim, instead of, they have this made-up word called Tishrei, which is totally ridiculous. And I find a lot of Messianics, you got to be watch out for the Messianic congregations, because they're a big mess, and they're bringing people to Judaism. You know, they're running around kissing the Torah, and some other people kiss the ring of the Pope, and they kiss, I mean, where does it say that in the
idols,
word?
Idols, yeah.
I know. You know what's so amazing about our congregation, One of Messiah congregation? Yeah, the Lord has made us keen to all these heresies and all these things, all these people that add to the word and diminish from the word. All we want to do is read the word and stand on the word and believe it. Doesn't that seem like that would be a lot easier to please God if you just did what he said without adding? Like yesterday was the Sabbath. How many people knew it was the Sabbath?
Some people know it's the Sabbath, but they think it's a suggestion. It's a commandment. If you don't keep the Sabbath, the whole day for God, which is for your own good, by the way, it's a sin. Just like killing, just like being a homosexual, just like lying, just like stealing.
I think some people keep the Sabbath for like a few hours, and then when their kids have to go to the ball game or their husband wants to watch, do something else, and the whole house is a wreck. And, you know, the Bible says everyone in your dwelling is supposed to be keeping the Sabbath. So anyone that's around you is supposed to be observing the Sabbath, or tell them to leave until come back later. But I'm finding most people are I don't know if they keep the Sabbath for like 10 minutes or they think it's like cool. I'm so tired of the phony churches that all they want to do is sing, and all they talk about is God's got a reward for you and God just loves you and all this kind of nonsense.
Well, most people typically make a stand for people, but they do not make a stand for God. In other words, say you kind of have a feeling you need to keep the Sabbath, or you kind of know about the feast days, but you keep putting it off because your family or whatever. You see that there's not pleasing our God and obeying God should be number one in everybody's book, right? But instead, they put people in front of God, and they don't make a stand that, like if they're going to a church that's preaching what you know to be true, they're preaching against what you know to be true in the Bible, and you keep going there, they're preaching another God, and you're going there to listen. Shouldn't you be angry for your God knowing that they're doing that?
Everyone is just everyone's more into like offending people or offending their family. No one's interested in about, hey, you might be offending God by not keeping his commandments. You know, that's why we're bringing up today that there are feasts of the Lord. You know, there's some people that we have told about the feast of the Lord for years, and they still haven't looked it up. And they forget about it. And they forget that there was the memorial blowing the trumpets the other day. And it's such a shame. How could you forget about the feast of the Lord? I bet you when you were a pagan and you did all these pagan holidays like Christmas, did anyone ever forget about that?
Oh, never.
Probably not. No. So, but people forget about the feast of the Lord.
Or try to ignore it. I see that quite a bit. Trying to ignore it, to me, that's just the same as rejecting the word, because the word does talk about these being Sabbaths, and it's a commandment.
Amen. That's right. Well, and I think people also realize what they're about. Because it's not just about the day and keeping the day. It's about what the day is about. You know, the Memorial of Blowing Trumpets, we had a lot of studies. This, you know, Friday was the Sabbath. The first day of the seventh month is a Sabbath. And then Saturday Sabbath. So we had 2 days of pretty intense study and understanding how these days are about the Messiah's second coming, which means they're for Christians.
Yeah, people miss so much. I mean, people are not interested in studying. Like, you know, read that verse, study to show yourself approved. If they even do any study, first of all, they're studying out of the wrong Bible. NIV is totally poison. And a lot of the churches are gravitating towards that. I mean, I could show you 17 verses that are totally missing. I could show you words that are missing. I could show you a lady that's called Virginia Mellencott, who is a professing lesbian. She took the word sodomite right out of the NIV. But I told that to pastors. They didn't even care. What do you guys think?
I think that they don't care about the Word of God, which means they don't care about Yeshua Jesus, right?
Yeah. I just recently told some people that in the NIV, Isaiah 14:12, they made Lucifer into the morning star when Yeshua is the morning star in Revelations. And they didn't even get excited.
I know.
I wonder if they're just spiritually dead. No wonder why they're always having a revival, because they're unconscious.
Don't you think it's a reflection of their heart, though? You know, if they really cared about the Messiah, the Word of God who spoke it, don't you think they care about, like, if somebody messes with his word? Wouldn't you think?
Absolutely.
It's like messing with the Lord, isn't it?
Ooh, that's
I want to let everyone know that, like, about 7 days from now, I would say on the Day of Atonement is coming. That is the 10th day of the seventh month, which is September 23rd, Sunday. In other words, believe it or not, there are Sabbaths, not only on the weekly Sabbath on Saturday, but even this Sunday, Yom Rishon, the first day of the week, we're going to have two Sabbaths in a row. And that's September 28th. So, excuse me, that is...
it's Sunday, yes.
Yeah, it's Sunday. Mm-hmm. And the date was September 23rd, excuse me. September 23rd, Sunday.
Right, the 28th starts the Feast of Tabernacles. Right.
So I want everyone to know you are invited on September 22nd to join us on the Sabbath and September 23rd to join us on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And we're at the New Hope Community Church, 605 Wilson Pike, right in Brentwood, Tennessee. And we'll show you how to do the feasts and the holy days of God that has nothing to do with Judaism. And we're not going to be parading around doing weird old things, but we're going to study Scripture and show you where they're at in the Scriptures.
Amen, because the Day of Atonement, just to give you a little preview, is about the second coming of Messiah. Because if you're not atoned by that day, you'll be cut off from his people.
Amen.
And you know, when God's people are going to be gathered together on that day, that's really actually going to be a day in the future when the Messiah comes, and it's very, very exciting.
That's right. You know, Leviticus 16:29 says, and this shall be a statute forever unto you in the seventh month, on
forever.
The 10th day of the month.
Forever.
Yes, on the 10th day of the month, you shall afflict your souls. You should do no work at all, whether it be one of the own country, that means the Israelites, it says, or a stranger that sojourns with you, that means a Gentile. So anyone who joins the people of God, joins the Israel of God, there's only one law. But a lot of people don't like that. They want two different laws.
Amen. That tells there's no difference between the Gentile and the Jew concerning commandments and so on.
Concerning anything.
Right, of the Lord. Mm-hmm. We're the same and need to do the same. What I was going to mention is that these feast days are so exciting and so on. What we do when we get gathered together is we'll teach and also go over what happened in the past that we're rehearsing for the future.
Exactly.
And it's all about Jesus. So Amen. it's an awesome thing. It's a wonderful thing.
You know, that's 100% correct. What we're trying to tell you is everything we're talking about, the Feast of the Lord, which is in Leviticus 23, they are all about the Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua, the one that you say you love. And we're not doing like what these people did in the book of Galatians chapter 4. We're not observing just days and months and times and years without understanding. Some people just think we're keeping the Saturday like we're honoring just the day Saturday. No, we're doing it with the understanding of that's the day God rest. He rested. And that might be in the day in the future where it's over and there's the eternal rest on the seventh day or the seventh month. And it's something we rehearse every year, every week. So we pump it into our minds that the Sabbath is a sign to the people of God. Seventh-day Adventists are totally missing all the Sabbaths in the Feast of the Lord. What do you think of that, Seventh-day Adventist?
Well, there are commandments also, and therefore, they're sins. You know, if you break God's commandment, it is a sin. So you got to find out about these things and how they're important to you.
Amen. You know, the Sabbath is God commands us, so he's expecting all his people at one time, you know, if you can imagine, in that region, everyone is spiritually unified in that same day. It's something that he deciphered ahead of time in Genesis 2. There's no question that there's many promises to this as well, and it's so important when you are saying, that's my God, because it's a sign.
Amen. And God knew since the beginning of time that Messiah was going to raise the first day of the week. He still gave you the seventh-day Sabbath.
Of course.
You can't change a commandment on anything in the Bible because, see, man has changed that. God never changed it.
You know, there's information about the Feast of the Lord. Of course, they're the one that's on now is the Day of Atonement coming up pretty soon. That's Yom Kippur. And we'll explain that to you, what does it have to do with you that believe in Yeshua? Yeshua is the Hebrew name of Jesus. And it's also in Leviticus 23:27. It's also in Leviticus 25:9, the 10th day of the 7th month. And it says the Day of Atonement. It says you shall make the trumpet sound throughout all the land. So we're going to blow the trumpet also on the 10th day of the 7th month. And it is the Yovel in the future. It's the Jubilee. Praise the Lord.
That's right. And believe me, when you hear the sound of that trumpet, it wakes you up. There is an alarm. It's a warning. You know, it's a warning. And the warning is that the Messiah is coming back.
I mean, the Day of Atonement is basically talking about, and I think you should probably be atoned every day of your life.
Of
you should be so careful because you never know when you're going to meet the Lord. And the Lord says to afflict your soul. That to me means you better scrutinize every little being and from your top of your head to the bottom of your feet, making sure that you are ready to meet the Lord. That would be, and I would afflict my soul. In other words, I would like put it be in a, you know, I want to screen it and make sure there's nothing wrong and reprove it and correct it. I want to make sure it's right.
So, and how do you do that? By the word, right?
Well, it's a good idea. The Bible says these days, a lot of these are Mikra Kodesh. They're holy assemblies, a sacred assembly. You know, it's a lot of times when you go to clubs and you go different places and they're assembling, right?
Right,
I mean, absolutely.
People congregate all over the place. But when we're telling them to come and learn about the Feast of the Lord, boy, it's almost like we're telling them, like,
Well, you know, my kids got soccer, and I got to go shopping, and I got to clean the house, and I this, and I that. But you know what? What happened? What about the parable where they invited them to the wedding feast, and they went about making all kinds of excuses?
So then
you have to go and find others. You know, if people aren't willing to come to the Lord and do what he says, there'll be others.
That's right.
But few there be that find it.
You know, I'm finding I find lots of people, you know, different personalities and characters, but what I'm seeing lately is there's the ones that desire to be under the law. What I mean by that is, in this term, I'm talking about they're trying to serve the Lord without the Messiah, basically, and they're trying to go just like be so self-righteous without accepting the blood of the Messiah. Hey, listen, if you don't have the Messiah, you're lost. And if you're doing the feast days without the Messiah, you're wasting your time because then you have to go to external books to try to get something forming, something that sounds warm and fuzzy to give you some tingles. We don't need to do that. We got the Word of God and the Spirit of God because we're doing everything in the Spirit. The Feast of the Lord, we do it with the Spirit of the Messiah. What we look in the past and what we look in the future. So there's a lot of people that because they don't have the law, what's going to happen if you don't have the law?
You're going to perish.
And what happens if you have the law?
You're going to be judged by that law.
Yeah.
Which
so in other words,
we will be. We're judged by God's word.
Some
exactly.
people think just because they don't read the Bible, they're innocent. They're going to say, oh, God, I didn't know. No, you're not.
Ignorance is no excuse. Yeah, it's not bliss either, right? It is no excuse because you're not going to get bliss. You say, God, I didn't know.
You know, it says in the book of Ecclesiastes that God is even going to judge every secret sin.
Whether it be good or whether it be evil.
So you think you should have secret sins today?
Absolutely not.
I mean, that's ridiculous because if God is going to judge every secret thing, I don't think that's a good idea.
First of all, nothing is secret from God. So, I mean, you can hide it from me, I suppose. No big deal. I'm not anybody. But, you know, God's the one that judges you. Yeah.
This is something interesting I read, 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. Now have this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Iniquity, yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is really good.
That's right. And you know, if you're using Romans chapter 7 to say that you can stay the same old man you are, then you do not understand the book of Romans. You've been told wrong. You know, Paul goes through Romans. We've been reading this with some new people. And you know, it goes through about four books just explaining that, yes, you're saved by grace. And then he goes on to say, so you can continue in sin, the grace may abound?
God forbid.
And explains how that the Gentiles have to come to know the law also. They have to come through Torah because, you know, people forget all the time that in the days of Messiah that there was the Gentiles who had all their pagan gods and there was the Jews who had the oracles of God. They were keeping the books of God. They had no New Testament books. And so what did they have to do? They had to go and actually be a Jew. They had to be read Torah and then they had to prove the Messiah through learning the scriptures.
Amen.
And also learning how to be of God, the commandments, the ordinances.
How to be of God.
How to walk with God. But today, that's so lost in people's thoughts. They can't even think about that.
It's confusing, though. I can imagine if they only stay in the Brit Hadashah, which is the New Testament, the New Covenant, if they stay in those, the Gospels and the letters constantly, they're not going to get that basis or foundation.
And what is the New Covenant?
The New Covenant is the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Those same commandments are supposed to be written on your heart.
Right.
And who is it given to?
Israel and Judah.
So
join Israel and Judah, you know, as
we're to be. You can't stay a Gentile, can you?
Right. No, of course not.
That's what Apostle Paul says. There's the Jews that are in the flesh that know the Messiah and keep his commandments. And then there's the people that a Jew also is someone that's inside and circumcisions of the heart. So everyone becomes a Jew if you like it or not. You better not be anti-Semitic.
Yeah, hate yourself.
Right. You know what's funny? That's the funniest thing when people say, pray for Israel. I'm thinking to myself, we are Israel. I'll pray for myself. Praise the Lord.
Mm. Right.
Now, if you said pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that's different. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray God will bring peace upon those people. And you know who peace is? I hope God brings the Messiah
Amen.
To them. That's the peace they need. They need salvation.
Amen. And one of the things we found is, you know, a lot of the churches love Israel. And they feel they want to be blessed by helping Israel. But you know what else we found? Is that they'll have rabbis come and talk because
rabbis,
you know, they love
Israel.
Rabbis
don't have the
son. But you know who they don't like? They don't like people like us, the Jews that believe in Messiah.
Rabbis do not have the son and they do not have the father. So basically you end up with a lot of books and a big beard. That's about it.
They probably don't like the fact that we don't call them rabbi. Have one rabbi, one master.
Right.
Amen.
That's Yeshua
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. That's the
right.
first red flag with all these little messianic messes. They call themselves messianic rabbis. One minute they're Baptist ministers, the next minute they're rabbis. Hey, Yeshua said neither be called rabbi. Rabbi means master, not teacher.
Nor father.
And all of these things, these traditions that some people are following of the rabbis are from sages that were written from 200 on AD, and they were written by people who don't have the Spirit of God.
You know,
they didn't find the Messiah. And what does the Bible say? That if you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. So therefore, they don't have the Spirit of God.
You know, we are one Messiah congregation, and I know if you're listening to this broadcast, the three of us here, you know, maybe we don't sound like Southern ministers. Maybe we not we don't have that little Southern deal that you want to, you know, so sweet and rewards and God just loves you and he's got two cars for you and he's going to send you an airplane. But
and everybody's we're teaching, at a different place.
Yeah, we're teaching holiness, kadosh. We want holiness. We want righteousness. We want people to keep the commandments of God. Revelations, blessed are they that do his commandments, that you may have right to the tree of life. So you can come and join us any Saturday at 12 o'clock, 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee. You can call us anytime after the broadcast. That's 615-591-9820. 591-9820. You can email us. I mean, there's so many ways to contact us. We are very available if you'd like to talk about any of these subjects. Plus, you're missing out on Simcha, which means the joy of knowing the feast of the Lord, instead of doing pagan feasts. I mean, think about it. I mean, so many people go into debt on all these crazy pagan feasts. When you do the feast of the Lord, it's joy and happiness, and you know about the second coming of the Messiah, and it's just a one. I can't even explain it. It's wonderful.
I was going to mention that we as, you know, Christ-like worshippers of the Lord should hate Halloween, by the way. It should not have replicas of anything that have to do with those pagan origins.
Can you dress up your little daughter as a white witch?
Absolutely
That's
not.
That's coming up, isn't it? That's
not.
Right, it's coming up.
And it's something to think about right there. 2 Peter 3:2 says that we may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior.
The church people can't wait to go to. I notice all the grocery stores have a Halloween gear. They're gearing up, you know, and all the. I don't even know the churches.
It says, don't give place to the devil.
We see churches that they even have little pumpkins and weirdo things
do.
In their church.
If you only knew the origins, and if you do know the origins, you're still doing it, shame.
Yeah,
and
don't think that you're doing it for your kids so they have fun.
Right.
There's other things your kids can do for fun.
Yeah, like the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yeah, yes. The Feast of Tabernacles.
And
we're right.
going to be doing the Feast of Tabernacles.
And what do you do during Tabernacles?
Oh, we're going to be, it's going to start on, it's going to start on September 28th on Friday. And we have two Sabbaths, Friday and Saturday. And then the last great day is on...
Fifth.
Yes, it's the 5th of October, Friday and Saturday. And what we're going to be doing is build a sukkah. Like the Bible says, a booth, and we're going to explain how our ancestors, God preserved them in the wilderness. We want to be preserved in our life, our wilderness, and we want to tabernacle in the future one day with the Lord. So
that's
come
good.
And study the, find out what the Feast of Tabernacles is all about. It's not about the day. It's about what God is doing in our lives, how he preserved us. He covers us, and one day we want to tabernacle.
That's right. You're using branches over your sukkot. And who is the branch that
Yeshua.
Covers you?
Jesus.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many great things about this feast that is all about tabernacling with the Lord forever. You know, Messiah was here with us, and we're going to be with him again.
Please, if you want to contact us, send us a letter. Send it to One of Messiah Congregation, P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. One in Messiah Congregation. That's P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. Go to our website, oneinmessiah.net. That's oneinmessiah.net. Also, please call us, 615-591-9820. 591-9820. I know I'm saying this very fast because time's running out.
We got 2 minutes. 615-591-9820. Or you can write at malachi@oneofmessiah.net.
That's correct. Or
please
you can
contact
drop
us
a line.
It.
Tell us what you think of our broadcast. Come and visit us at the New Hope Community Church at 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee, on Saturday at 12 o'clock. Aren't you happy that you know about the Feast of the Lord?
Oh. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Isn't it nice having a Sabbath yesterday?
It's a day of rest. It's just great. I mean, can you imagine if you got to just talk about the Lord and study the Lord and praise him
and
for a whole day
and
get understanding? Yeah.
That's something. That is so, that's so wonderful.
I mean, today's Sunday, the first day of the week. Get to work. Anyway, we just thank and praise the Lord we could be here. We are One of Messiah Congregation. You know, we thank God for the blood of the Messiah. We are Jews and Gentiles that we worship Jesus, Yeshua. He is the Messiah. Without him, you're lost. I just thank God we could be here. We'd be glad to show it to you in the Hebrew Bible, the English Bible. Come and join us. Go to our website. Visit us at our congregation. Call us. There's so many ways to get in touch with us. Any last words?
Well, you need, just need to prove things in the Bible. You need to, everyone should be able to prove Messiah from the Old Testament scriptures, that that's who is the Messiah. That's you should be able to do that just like that. And the words should come quickly. You should know the Word of God. And the only way is by studying it.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And we are studiers. We're the true Bereans. You know, we're true studiers. We're just children of the living God. We're people that love the Word of God. And make sure you get yourself a King James version of the Bible. Throw away those NIVs. I thank God for the blood of the Messiah. Shalom from one of Messiah. Praise the Lord.